Chapter 9. The Monster's Story. It was cold, and it had started to rain again. I sat down beside the fire, and the creature began his story.
"I remember my creation, and I remember leaving your room," he said. "I went into the forest in Ingolstadt, and I began to feel very hungry and thirsty. I ate some berries and drank some water from a stream, and then I lay down to sleep because I was very tired. When I woke up, it was dark, and I felt frightened and cold because I did not have enough clothes. I felt so miserable and lonely that I wept. Soon it became light, and I went to look for some berries to eat. I found a huge cloak under a tree and covered myself with it. Several days passed. I got to know all the things around me in the forest. I was often cold, but one day I discovered a fire that had been left burning. I was pleased with the warmth, but when I touched the flames, I burnt my hand. I thought it was strange that the same thing could give both pleasure and pain. It was becoming more and more difficult to find food, so I decided to start walking and find a new place. After 3 days of walking, I left the forest and found myself in the open country. It was early in the morning, and I longed to find food and shelter. At last I saw a small hut. The door was open, so I went in. An old man was sitting near the fire preparing his breakfast. When he saw me, he screamed loudly and ran out of the hut. I was surprised and confused by this, but the food attracted me, and I had yet to learn that I must become accustomed to this reaction. I ate his breakfast, lay down on some straw, and fell asleep. When I awoke, I continued on my way, and in the evening I arrived at a village. I was fascinated by the huts, houses, and gardens, and by all the food and vegetables I saw. But the village people screamed when they saw me and tried to attack me. I escaped to the open country and spent the night in a wooden hut at the back of a little cottage. The next morning I covered most of the holes in the walls with stones and wood so that I would be warm and put clean straw on the floor. I decided that I would live there until I found something better. I discovered that I could see into the cottage through a hole in the wall. Through this hole, I could see a small, clean room with very simple furniture. An old man was sitting in it, and a beautiful young girl was tidying the room. Soon, a young man arrived, carrying a load of wood. The girl greeted him, and they both carried on with their work before sitting down with the old man to eat a meal together. It grew dark, and I was surprised to see that the people in the cottage used candles to have light in the cottage. The young man read to the family for a while, and then they all went to bed. I lay on my straw, but could not sleep. I could not stop thinking about the people in the cottage and the gentle way they behaved with one another. I longed to join them, but I remembered what had happened in the village. I watched the family in the cottage for several days and discovered several things about them. The young man worked outside all day, while the young girl worked inside the cottage. They showed much kindness and affection towards the old man, which impressed me very much. I stopped taking their food for myself, and I went out in the middle of the night to collect wood for their fire. I wanted to help them. But the biggest discovery that I made was that these people could communicate with each other by making sounds, by talking. I wanted to be able to talk too. But it took me several months to learn and understand words like fire, milk, bread, and wood. I spent the whole winter in this way. I was happy when my cottagers were happy, and sad when they were sad. I longed to become friends with them, but I decided to wait until I had mastered their language. If I could speak to them, it might make up for being so terribly ugly. I knew by now how terrible I looked. When I saw my reflection in the water and compared it to the delicate faces of the people in the cottage, I had no doubt about my frightening appearance. Spring came, and I wanted more and more to become friends with the family in the cottage. I worked hard at improving my speaking, till I could say simple words quite well. One day, a beautiful lady, whom I had never seen before, arrived at the cottage and asked for the young man. He was overjoyed to see her and kissed her hand. The young man called her his sweet Arab, and I soon realized that the lady did not understand the language that they spoke in the cottage. I took advantage of her lessons to learn more words myself, and also to learn how to read. The summer passed in this way. I not only learned how to read and talk, but I also learned about human society. And slowly, I learned the story of my friends in the cottage. The old man's name was De Lacy. The young man, his son, was called Felix. The young woman, his daughter, was called Agatha. The Arabian lady's name was Safi. De Lacy had once lived a life of luxury in Paris and was liked and respected by everyone who knew him. Felix fell in love with Safi without even being able to speak to her. Safi's father, a wealthy Turkish merchant, did not approve of Felix and refused to let Safi marry him. Safi's father used his money and influence to cause a scandal for the De Lacy family. All three were arrested by the police and imprisoned for 5 months. As a result of this, they lost all their wealth and were forced to leave France forever. They came to live in the cottage in Germany, where I discovered them. Safi, however, did not forget Felix. She found out where he was living, took her jewels and a sum of money, and set off for Germany. After great difficulties, she finally arrived at the cottage and was reunited with Felix. That is the story of my cottagers, and that is how I came to know that men can do evil to each other as well as good. Autumn and winter passed, and I wanted very much to make myself known to the people in the cottage. I spent my days planning how I could introduce myself and finally decided that I would enter the cottage one day when the old man was alone. He was nearly blind and would not be horrified by my appearance. If I could win his friendship, it might help me win the friendship of his children. Finally, the day arrived. Felix, Agatha, and Safi had gone for a long walk. I plucked up my courage and knocked on the cottage door. "Who is there?" said the old man. "Pardon me if I am disturbing you," I said as I entered. "I am a traveller who needs to rest a little. May I sit for a few minutes by the fire?" He invited me to sit by the fire and warm myself. I went in and sat down and started to talk. It was wonderful to be with another human being. We talked for some time, and I was just about to tell him who I really was when the cottage door opened and Felix, Agatha, and Safi came in. I cannot describe their horror on seeing me. Agatha fainted. Safi screamed and ran out of the cottage, and Felix, in a fury, grabbed me, threw me to the ground, and hit me with a stick. I could have killed him on the spot, but I stopped myself. Filled with pain and despair, I left the cottage. I cursed the day that I had been created, and I cursed you for creating me. When night came, I left the hut and wandered through the forest, howling like a wild animal. It was the worst night of my life. I wanted to pull up the trees and destroy everything around me. I no longer wanted to exist. The morning came and the sun calmed me. I decided that I had acted too quickly and that I would return to my hut and try again. But the cottage was empty. The family had left. I never saw them again. I spent the rest of the day sitting in my hut, and for the first time I thought of revenge. I thought of the good, kind people and how they had rejected me. I waited until it was dark, then I set fire to the cottage. There was a wind that night which helped the flames burn, and soon the cottage and garden were completely destroyed. I returned to the wood, wondering what to do. I remembered that you lived in Geneva. I had learned a little geography from listening to Felix's conversations with Safi, and so I decided to come to Geneva. You were the only person I could turn to. But even for you, I only felt hate. I travelled only at night because I was so frightened now at the idea of meeting another human being. But one day I found myself in a dark wood, and so I decided to carry on travelling, even though it was the middle of the day. I was resting when I heard a voice, and I saw a young girl running towards the river. Suddenly she slipped and fell into the water. I jumped in after her and with great difficulty managed to save her. She was unconscious, and while I was trying to help her, a man appeared on the scene. He ran towards me, pulled the girl from my arms, and ran off with her into the trees. Then he turned round, aimed his gun at me, and fired. He shot me in the shoulder, and I fell to the ground in great pain. This was the result of my kindness. I spent several miserable weeks in the forest until the wound was better, and then I set off again. 2 months later, I reached Geneva. I was resting and wondering how I should approach you when I saw a beautiful child running towards me. I thought to myself that perhaps an innocent child would not be filled with horror at my ugliness. As he passed, I seized his arm. As soon as he saw me, he screamed in terror. "I do not want to hurt you, child," I said. "I only want to be your friend." Monster! Screamed the child, struggling violently. Let me go! I don't want to be your friend! Let me go, or I'll tell Papa! He's Mr. Frankenstein, and he'll punish you! Frankenstein! So you belong to my enemy! In a sudden fury, I put my hands round the boy's throat, and in a moment he lay dead at my feet. He was my first victim. I saw something shining round his neck. It was a gold chain with a picture of a woman on it. She was so beautiful that I pulled the chain from the boy's neck to have this woman for myself. With the picture in my hand, I ran to look for somewhere to hide for the night. I went into a barn, and to my surprise, I found a young woman there, sleeping on some straw. As I bent over to look at her, she moved in her sleep. In my hurry to get away before she saw me, I dropped my precious chain. I hid in the area hoping to see you, and now I have found you, and I will not let you leave until you promise me one thing. I am alone and miserable. Nobody wants to be my friend. You must create a woman as ugly as I am. Such a woman will love me and will be happy to be my wife.